This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
A little help from your friends, and that friend could be in hot water. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Comey, Comey, Comey. It was all about what the former FBI director had to say in his testimony or what he didn't say. So the Senate Intelligence Committee, were they ready to load up on him or not unload on him? It was kind of a mixed bag, to be honest. As I watched the theater from end to end, he talked for about 3 hours. 3 hours. No breaks in that time. He answered a whole bunch of questions, obviously, about Russia. We knew that. That was going to be at the top of the hit list. About the Hillary Clinton email investigation. About Trump. Recordings, memos, all of that was mixed in between. You know, what's the bottom line here? Does anything come out of the 3 hours of testimony, or is it just a one-hit wonder and it goes away? I'll tell you one thing. It's very easy to remember the name of the Russian who started this whole thing, and it's Sergei Kislyak, because Kislyak, the Russian ambassador in the U.S., all roads lead in his direction. I think he knew that. So it's like a spy movie. If I can just have a few moments with this person at Trump Tower, and then I go and I have some coffee with this person, maybe then I can also have an effect on the administration. I don't know. I think the whole thing is crazy, because there's wide holes in some of the testimony, and then it sounds like it's juicy at one point. It's kind of like the drama that pulls you all the way up and then dumps you all the way down. Pulls you all the way up and then dumps you all the way down. And there wasn't one huge moment, I thought, to pull out of it. Other than the fact of what you just heard there, the leak came from his friend, who was a professor at Columbia. So his professor friend, he gave him the information to dump on the media, and then it all was out there. And if there are tapes, then the push is to hear the tapes. You know, Senator Jim Risch, an Idaho, I knew it began with an I, a Republican, pressed Comey to say that Trump never directed him to drop the Flynn investigation, the Michael Flynn investigation, but Comey wouldn't do it. He kept saying no, not in those words. There's not a lot of conclusions that you could draw. Obstruction of justice, is that somewhere hanging in the balance? Could be. Could be. I mean, nobody had any real bullseyes, I don't think. I didn't see that in the 3 hours. Now, granted, it was like watching a poor version of a hot NASCAR race, because there was the same turns over and over and over and over and over and over and over again and again. The former FBI director, not the one testifying, but Robert Mueller, has been investigating what's going on in Russia with the White House. So the Senate investigation there is just moving forward. That's happening. But nobody's spoken to the former FBI director. He was appointed about a month ago or so, And the thought was that the appointment of a special counsel might cut in to the whole congressional investigation, but it looks like it didn't do that. But was there anything that came out of this that hangs out there for prosecutorial possibilities? And maybe for Comey himself, for the White House, I don't know, they might have dodged it. My gut feeling, and I don't have a great crystal ball, I'll just tell you that. But my gut feeling is not, I don't think anything comes of this. I think it's being talked a lot, and there's definitely a slant either to the right or to the left or maybe somewhere in between, like I like to say on the show, but I don't think this turns into anything. It just doesn't feel like that to me. If there was some really hard hook, something to really hook on this, but I don't know what that is, unless something comes out of if in fact conversations were taped, of course, and there was something there, that would be one thing. But it certainly doesn't look that way. You know, somebody described it to me, and I even saw it written like this, so we're all thinking in the same direction. It's like a TV season finale where you just were left, to me, because it didn't answer the questions you thought it was going to answer. So if you invested the 3 hours to watch it, then you might have felt like, after all these months, after all of these audibles that have been called, all these talking points, everything else, this is what we're left with? And I do think it depends on your politics. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know you're always invited here. I have the red carpet ready to be thrown out for you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Think anyone goes to jail over this? I'm going to say no. There's only 2 ways you go, no or yes. There's no in between here, right? So it's like there's no purgatory. Like there used to be purgatory for Catholics. There's no purgatory. It's either you're going, you're not going. They have evidence to prosecute or they don't have evidence to prosecute. And to me, it just seems like there doesn't seem to be enough. Hey, coming up during this hour, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Can't wait for this because it was pretty fortuitous. Had a conversation with a former great basketball player, Maurice Mo Evans. Played for quite a few teams and with some really interesting people in the NBA. So he'll join us to tell you what he's doing with athletes and how he's encouraging them to get their financial lives in order and everything else once they get out of whatever sport it is. But he's had an interesting path himself. It's always fun. And also another conversation that we're going to have is with Dr. Stieg, who talks about, from Cornell Weill, he talks about meditation and things that you can do to calm your brain. And I guarantee if you're a creative type, but even if you're not a creative type, sometimes you have to take that step away and take a breath where you just don't have to pay attention to the email or the voicemail that comes in constantly. Boom, boom, boom. Right? Ridiculous. I always like talking to Dr. Stieg, and that's coming up at the tail end of the show. Coming up next, The Mummy is out. A couple of other flicks as we do our cheap movie review here on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round.
Each and every week, we like to take you to the movies for a cheap movie review. I say it's a cheap movie review because you get to hear the sound of what the movie would be like if you went into a big screen theater. And is it worth it? And what are the critics saying about the movie if you care about that? And what kind of a movie does it look like? As a person who is a huge movie fan, I wouldn't say I'm an aficionado, but I would say a fan. And a big fan. Know a lot of lines from movies, have seen a lot of movies, watch movies to relax, to just escape from all the insanity that's around us, right? That's why it's awesome living in the United States. So many have paid for the price of freedom, and freedom means if I want to go see a movie, I can, and you can too. And especially when you live in a very warm climate where it could get up to like 110, nothing like a movie on those kinds of days. So we already know big at the box office. It's about Amazon Women of Wonder Women and Wonder Woman, one in particular, and the pirate movie. Dead Men Appears Can Talk. So while all that's going on, and there's a lot of people still taking kids to go see both of those movies, there now is another enticement. Fantasy, action, 2 hours, PG-13, Tom Cruise, Russell Crowe. Here is The Mummy.
Princess Aminette. She will claim what she has been denied.
There you go. You heard Russell Crowe, a little bit of Tom Cruise. This is a soldier of fortune who plunders ancient sites for those artifacts, wants to sell them to the highest bidder, so the mummy comes alive. It's gotten some brutal reviews, but a couple of thumbs up as far as the mummy's concerned. Cost $125 million to make this blockbuster. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 21%. Wow. Google users, 82%. IMBD, of course, always kinder. It's the acting crowd. 6.4 out of 10, which I think is much kinder than 21%, although I guess if you crunch the numbers, pretty close. So The Mummy, I think, does find an audience because it's scary and the clips look pretty good. You just heard the clips that many people are seeing across America. So we move from The Mummy to It Comes at Night.
I just want to talk. I know what honest answers. Do you have any idea what's going on out there? I'm going to try and help you and your family.
I want to thank you guys for letting us stay here.
Through a few things. When we go out during the day, we like to stick to groups just for safety. The red door, it's the only way in and out of the house. It stays closed and locked all the time. I have the keys. It's the only set. Most important thing.
What's he see? It's okay. Just go inside.
We never go out at night.
The door was already open when you got there.
Yeah.
Then who opened it?
I think they're sick.
Where's your mask on? Nobody's sick here.
Can't trust anyone but family. You don't get it.
How do you trust?
If they're sick, then I am too. If you're lying to me, I will kill you.
All right, you get the gist there. And then finally, quickly, we'll usher this little segment out with that. I mean, it's a scary movie, right? Come on. It's comes at night. It's scary. It's trying to kill people. Megan Levy is the last flick, and this is a true story.
We need one dog team for a road sweep and surrounding area check.
Levy! Dog up!
I just don't know why you want to do this.
Yeah, I know you don't.
You don't really connect with people very well.
You know, running away isn't going to solve anything.
Hang up that phone! Tuck your shirt in!
Found something!
Good boy.
I've been watching this dog all year. It's the most aggressive dog I've ever treated.
Does he really need another break?
It's not like he hasn't earned it.
You're getting the dog. You got this? Think faster.
Yeah, I got this. You think I'm afraid of you?
Lay down.
Rex, lay down.
Vehicle approaching.
Guns up.
Why'd you join?
To get away from my life.
shipping out tomorrow. We are so not ready for this.
Clear! Levy, check the vehicle!
Where's my dog? I need to see him.
Oh, no, no, no.
You cannot come back to my house like some big war hero.
Back off, Mom!
You can't let your whole life fall apart over some dog.
That dog saved my life. Please just change his classification so that I can adopt him when he gets back.
They aren't pets. They're warriors.
Can I just have a moment of your time?
My name is Rex. I saved thousands of lives in Iraq.
What did you say your name was?
Corporal Megan Levy.
All you gotta do is fight. And you know how to fight. You're a Marine.
What would you say to Rex if he were here?
I'd thank him for teaching me what love is.
Stay away.
All right, supposedly a great movie. Again, Megan Levy was a true story. Amara Rooney plays the lead character. Kate Mara plays the lead character in this. And supposedly this is a pretty good flick. You know, it takes you through tragedy, up and out the other end. The typical story of the, oof, tough when you're going down, better when you're coming up and out of it. And I think it's going to find a crowd. For sure. Remember, if you go to the movies, write me a review, send it to me at americatonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book. Forbes is next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, what a guest we have now. I'd love to get him on the court for a game of horse, and I guarantee Greg Stebbin has no idea what horse or pig or any of that is.
I know what horse is.
You do?
I just never get to H.
I'm so shocked by that. Jamal Crawford from the Clippers one time had a little game of horse with me. He whipped me in 2 seconds, and I think it was pretty funny. I think our next guest, Maurice Moe Evans, would do the same thing. I think many of you listening who are sports fans would recognize Moe Evans most recently with the Washington Wizards, and of course has quite a career as a retired American professional basketball player. Like I said, most recently with the Wizards. Sorry about that. I thought the Wizards were going to go the distance, maybe. And he also was a VP of the NBA Players Association. Mo, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. And, you know, it's a great intro, especially even concerning, my man, just lost his train of thought, but he said he beat you in a horse. I mean, we play, he's probably one of the best shooters that I've ever played with and against. So it's just crazy to see how many shots he can make in a row. We used to shoot together when we both played for the Hawks. And it's just crazy to see like how consistently he can shoot the ball.
Yeah, no kidding. And like I said, for people who don't know, Jamal Crawford, you think even just a couple years ago, Sixth Man Award, he deserved that. I mean, he has what they call Mo right eyes. He can just, I think he can see all over the place on that floor.
But the thing for me is just like how calm, cool, and collected he is. I mean, I remember there was a game when we played for the Hawks and we were playing against the Suns. We were down 2, and Coach drew up a play, and he was literally, the play was for him. But I remember he was talking to somebody else, like, during the, by Coach John's play. And Coach was like, hey, Jamal, you paying attention? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you know, goes out there and he shoots a 3-pointer, and we only needed 2, and he hit it and we won the game. And then he went back and finished the conversation, like, immediately after. And I was like, man, this dude has another year that I don't think, you know, most people recognize. So that's my Jamal story. But, JC is one of the most consistent guys, a really good guy. Obviously, has a long tenure in the league and deservingly so with all the great 4-pointers that he's made and, you know, the six-man awards. I mean, he's great in the community. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You played for a bunch of teams, not just Washington and Atlanta, Orlando in the mix too, the Lakers, obviously. Did you have a favorite coach of all the people that you played for?
Interestingly, my favorite coach actually is the head assistant for the San Antonio Spurs, Ettore Messina. He was just fantastic. He actually coached me when I played in Europe. The 2 years I played in one for Treviso, Benetton Treviso, and he was my head coach there. He actually coached Mono Ginobili the year before. He's now been a long-time assistant in the NBA, but he's absolutely my favorite coach. And obviously, prior to that, Phil Jackson was a great coach. I had Flip Saunders. The late Flip Saunders was definitely one of my favorites in terms of I've had him 3 times in my career, Minnesota, Detroit, and Washington. So it was great to see his progression throughout his career. Me coming in as a rookie and then obviously seeing him before his, before he kind of transitioned out of here, he was just one of the best offensive coaches I've ever been around.
You know, it's interesting, Mo, hearing you talk about coaches you played with and you know, we can get a flavor of the influence of them on your life. I'm curious, you know, when you retired in 2012, you kind of lose this or leave. I'm speculating that you kind of leave this world that's designed to have you play at your best. And all of a sudden, I guess you're out on your own. Is that right? And what was that like for you?
Yeah, the transition is very difficult for a lot of players, and I was probably one of the more seasoned players in terms of I have multiple investments. I have a lot of business acumen. It's one of the reasons that I was one of the only players who was involved in every aspect of the labor negotiations. You know, my knowledge of the sports business significantly increased during that process. But at the same time, so many players lack transitional skills. And so we're all suited to be basketball players. We heavily invest in that. We work out multiple times a day. We eat right. We do all these different things related to our specific sports. And this is all professional athletes. But even with a degree like I had, you don't have any direct experience. So as you're transitioning out, it's difficult to go find something unless you go into being an analyst or a coach or a GM or one of those, niche jobs that so many athletes are vying for and jockeying for as they transition out. It's really difficult to see guys transition out. So that's one of the reasons that we started the company that we have, Every Level of Success, trying to help athletes better transition.
Yeah, and don't you think, Mo, I mean, what a great thing, because you're right. I've seen this over the years that I've covered sports, what happens when somebody gets out, and you nailed it. If they're not going into the business of sports where they're an analyst and they're on one of the big networks or they're doing coaching or GM or whatever, all of a sudden, what are they doing? So when you get a hold of somebody, no matter what the sport is, take us through that process. How does that work?
Well, the first thing we do is we kind of help them redefine what success looks like for them. Because, again, we talk about it in terms of something that we feel like is applicable to them. Is we speak about their winning space. Like, everybody knows that, again, your winning space is essentially your calling in life. And the thing that's interesting is most people, your winning space is only still seasonal. So most of these guys were in their winning space for 10 years. 15 years. It depends on however long they played, but now they have to be able to transition and take all of the uncommonalities, the skills, the experience, the relationships that they all accumulated in that sport, you know, in that winning space, and now transition them into the next spot. So we help them redefine success first and foremost. Then we connect them to our 360 service provider network, the individuals who are experts in whatever area of life they're going to need that support in. For example, most of the individuals, one of the most challenging things they have transitioning, even as it relates to their skill sets and finding another job, most of those guys have liquidity. So it's not like they don't have financial concerns. But the challenge is because they've been so vested in their sport, now they're expected to come transition as a father as well and as a husband. And so now you want to wake up and go expect Kobe Bryant to start taking his kids to school shortly after retiring. And now going on date nights and doing all these different things. He's used to going to the gym. He's used to getting on the road, getting on the plane, and doing all these different things, but they don't have that excuse anymore. So most of the guys in the NBA, NFL, et cetera, the next transition, the most difficult thing they experience is divorce. Mm-hmm. And then half their assets are gone, and now their earning potential relative to the sport is at its lowest point. Now it damages their overall brand, and it's just like a downward spiral for most people that they will never recover from.
I guess my question for you, Mo, and we're talking with Mo Evans. He's the president and CEO of Every Level of Success. The website is everylevelofsuccesscompany.com. And, of course, you know him from playing for the Washington Wizards, Atlanta, Orlando Magic, the LA Lakers, now having this company called Every Level of Success. You mentioned early on that you, in a sense, had an advantage as a player because you had a much broader business set of experiences. How did you know to pursue the business side of your life at the same time you were playing when so many players don't know to do that?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. My father was an entrepreneur. He was a master plumber. He owned his own business the entire time when I was in high school growing up. And it was not the most scalable business at the time. It was very much a mom and pop, and you know, I kind of seen him and go through that struggle, but it was something that I was always passionate about, was business, especially sports business and sports technology. And unfortunately, I learned a lot of tough lessons at my own expense. And it was, you know, when I retired that I said I can't keep learning these lessons, you know, in real time. I have to be able to accelerate my learning curve some way. That's when I started writing the book And I also wanted to stop other athletes from putting our money. You know, one of the things that you learn is you can put money, for example, in an investment in a company, but one of the most difficult things I've seen is getting that money back, generating a return. And so most of the time I would put $500,000 in a company, and then I find myself having to go work for that same company to help them generate a return or scale their business model. So now all of a sudden, not only am I an investor, but I'm essentially paying to have a job that's unpaid, and then help them scale the model because they don't have the relationships that I had. So I just learned a lot just through trial and error, and now I'm a lot more seasoned as an investor, and I work with a lot of other athletes as they make those decisions and help them to kind of pinpoint things and challenges to look for.
Yeah, do you think a lot of athletes get trapped that same way where their entourage or people that have been around them hit them up for money and have ideas about businesses, and then they don't know how to really run the business they started, and they're coasting on your connections? And, boy, that is deadly, isn't it?
It is, and it's challenging because just like any person in business, period, you do business with people you like, you know, and you trust.
Right.
And unfortunately, the people that athletes like, know, and trust don't have much more knowledge or skills concerning some of the businesses that they go in. And that's why, you know, even the comments about LeBron James's crew, at least LeBron has helped them get direct experience in those related fields so that they can now be educated and be qualified to handle those certain, you know, business opportunities or manage, you know, opportunities for him, period. And that's one thing that you can give him credit for, because LeBron James is probably one of the best I've seen do it. I've seen Magic Johnson has done a great job transitioning. Junior Bridgman has done a great job. Chauncey Billups is now doing a really great job in terms of managing both the business and the transitional process. So there's a couple names that I've seen have done it well. Jamal Mashburn is another one who's done it extremely well. So there's a few of the athletes who have really transitioned, you know, very, very well.
Mo, we just have a minute or two, and this is, of course, on a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, so we have to ask, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is just nothing, really. I have a lot of peace. I get great sleep. I'm not a worrier because I'm really trusted. I'm really rooting, but if there were something to keep me up, it's just reaching my fullest potential. I have a lot of opportunities, and I have a lot of different skill sets and experience, and just making sure that I'm living my best life and living it for myself and for my family, as opposed to giving the best of my time to everything else and then just living life with my leftover time. So that's something that's very important to me.
Love it. You sleep well at night. Mo Evans, President and CEO of Every Level of Success. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
You too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Baby, I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful.
Talk about the brain, especially. Always pleased to be joined on this show by Dr. Philip Stieg. He's a world-renowned neurosurgeon, and he is the chairman and founder of Weill Cornell Brain and Spine Center. And there is always so much to talk about when we talk about the brain, especially related to sports, but just in general as well. Hey, Dr. Stieg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for inviting me, and happy Mother's Day.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, we didn't interrupt your tennis game or anything, right?
No, just Mother's Day dinner.
Oh, that's okay. You had to sneak out of the dinner. I love that. So a couple of things. One, this kid was a defensive back, and he had a concussion at a game, and a couple weeks later a doctor cleared him to start practicing again. But he had also passed the test, and so they felt like, okay, we had the test, and he passed it, and that's why the story was about, are there flaws in the concussion test, I guess. Is anything ever 100%? And I'm sure you're going to tell me, Doc, it's not, right?
In medicine, we never say never, and we never say always. So it's, I don't know whether a scan was obtained on this young man. Was there some other underlying lesion that was there that we don't know about? So I don't want to steer the listener in the wrong direction. I think that we, certainly at the professional level, and I know that it's getting better both at the college and high school levels and even the peewee levels, that we're getting much better at assessing and protecting players from getting hurt in subsequent events.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the answer, and that's the exciting part medicine-wise, is that this is happening now on a very big level, right?
Absolutely, across the board. I think there are some sports that still need to be more aggressive. I think that the mixed martial arts sport is very concerning to me. Hockey is coming along. Certainly in college lacrosse and soccer, they're getting better. But there's still room for improvement in terms of monitoring and following the students.
You know, it's interesting, too, when we talk about the brain and we talk about sports and, we try to make comparisons as we take something like the brain, very complex. I certainly don't have to tell you that. And I wonder about this because I just had this conversation last week with a neurosurgeon that was, in California, that was actually talking to a friend of mine about something that you talk about. What happens to the brain when you meditate? Does that, what ultimately, for everybody out there, because I know there's a lot of sports people who, whether they're weekend warriors like you and I are, or whether they're professionals, or whether they're kids, I've heard lately that it's great to really train your brain, and it helps when you meditate. What happens to the brain when you meditate going in a different direction?
Well, I'm a strong advocate of meditation or mindfulness training or yoga, areas like that. You'll actually see a lot of the professional athletes with their headphones on. It's not really meditation, but it's an attempt to focus one's brain. And with mindfulness activities or yoga, there is a focus that one attempts to achieve. You try to concentrate on stillness. You concentrate on your heartbeat, on your breathing rate, or a piece of art on the wall, and then you try to completely unwind your body so that you almost mindfully become disassociated from your body. And there is some new literature that suggests that this is extremely beneficial, not only emotionally and intellectually for the brain, but there is now some MRI data that suggests that there's thickening of the what we call the cortical mantle. It's the thickening of the brain cortex. And there's also thickening of the projection fibers throughout the brain, suggesting that repeated activities of yoga and mindfulness are very positive for your brain health. And that's one of the things that people are starting to talk about when it comes to preventing the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah, and it is like sports in learning and perfecting a sport. It would be the same thing in trying to get a healthier brain, right? You have to train it.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't just sit down and say, okay, today I'm going to meditate. It's a skill set that one has to learn. I would suggest that one goes to a class, and you can take about 10 classes, and then it really just becomes independent. You can be at home, and ideally, if you can take 10 minutes, or ideally it would be 20 minutes twice a day, it is extremely beneficial.
Yeah, and I wonder, it'd be interesting to know this, and it would take a giant study, I think, and across all the sports. But I know that a lot of athletes are doing that. A lot of athletes are meditating, are using that as forms of relaxation. You talked about the headphones and the music and whatnot. So I think we may see a shift toward that, Doc, to relax some of these athletes.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like anything else, repeated activities in sports. We talk about muscle memory. A similar thing happens with our brains as we learn how to memorize a sequence of events. Your brain becomes more proficient at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Stieg, apologize to your family for us. Happy Mother's Day to everybody in your family, and thank you for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, great to catch up with Dr. Stieg. I'll tell you, every time I talk to this man, I love these kind of people, having them on the show, I learned something different. And I'll tell you, when he talks about the meditation and talks about the very first conversation we had about brain surgeries and what happens during brain surgeries, it's just fascinating to me. And I'll tell you, the study of the brain and what we're learning, he's on the cutting edge of that. It's so vital. There's so much information that we didn't used to have that, frankly, we do have now. I mean, look, this is why Dr. Stieg's a world-renowned neurosurgeon, because of the massive amount of experience, because of what he's really pumped into his knowledge, frankly, and what he's been able to do at Weill Cornell Surgical Innovations Lab is just, again, mind-blowing to me. What I want to do in the future, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to do this, is to go there and actually take you kind of behind the scenes, you know, with a maybe Facebook Live or just even a video to show you what happens, what goes on, and what it's like, and the research, all of the neurological regeneration work that he's done, for example, when you go with a neural transplant, you know, plantation after a stroke. I was reading some of his work, and I thought, wow, that is, what can they do? Imagine what they can do there to turn that around for somebody who finds themselves in that situation. I just had a conversation with a couple where they're both speakers and well-known speakers, and they were flying into a town, Traverse City. They're flying into Traverse City, Michigan. They were excited. They had friends that just happened to be there, and they were going to give this this big speech, and they were excited for a couple of days of rest. And when they got off the plane and the wife went to the baggage claim, she said to their friend that was picking them up, I think we need to drive right to the hospital. Because she knew, which is wild, she knew something wasn't right. She could feel the stroke coming on. And then what happens after the stroke happens and staying put in Traverse City, trying to get back all those motor skills, all of what was lost in the stroke. So imagine what happens in some of the worst case scenarios, what that must be like when you talk about some kind of a trauma and you have no idea as the person who suffered it which direction it's going. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.